If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dean is off this week, but Chicago's very own Cindy Perlman joins us from Las Vegas. Let's start with the Billie Eilish-James Cameron connection, Cindy.
Good morning, Bob. James Cameron, the director of Avatar and Titanic, teaming up with Billie Eilish for a 3D film experience. It's why Cameron was spotted in the audience at Eilish's concert last weekend in Manchester. He went to four concerts and he filmed her Hit Me Hard and Soft tour for an upcoming movie, which is exciting. Billie prepped her audience. She said, you know, you guys, you might have noticed that there's a few cameras around. Basically, I can't say much about it, but what I can say is I'm working on something very, very special with somebody named James Cameron, and it's going to be in 3D.
And it won't be underwater, though, will it?
It will not. Billie does not do water, we don't think.
We've been hearing about a Fleetwood Mac reunion. Is this really going to happen, Cindy?
You know, Bob, there was a lot of excitement last week. Last week, notoriously private Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham both took to social media. Stevie posted lyrics, which are, "And if you go forward." Buckingham replied about half an hour later by posting, "I'll meet you there." They were speaking to each other in lyrics, of course. That's from their song, Frozen Love. It was on their 1973 album, Buckingham Nicks. Now it turns out the rumors of the tour a little less, because yesterday in L.A., a billboard went up. It's with a big date that said September 19th, a picture of a very young Stevie, a very young Lindsey. And the billboard's right in Sound City Studios, where that album was recorded. So now people are thinking it's not so much a tour, it's a reissue of that album on September 19th, although no one will confirm.
Wow. Well, either way, it's going to be great news for Fleetwood Mac fans. And this is great news for Ted Lasso fans. They're all back, aren't they?
If you believe, isn't that what Ted says? And it's coming true. Yep. Production officially was underway yesterday in Kansas City for the fourth season of Ted Lasso, the season everyone said would never happen. But the Emmy-winning comedy series is back. And the really great news is they're all back, like you said. Jason Sudeikis, Hannah Waddingham, Juno Temple, Brett Goldstein, Brendan Hunt, Jeremy Swift. A lot of those people have a lot of big upcoming movies, but they all dropped everything when Ted Lasso started filming again.
So what, probably a year away from being back on the stream?
About a year away, and this time Ted's dealing with his son Henry, who he went home for, and he's also coaching a second division women's football team.
Can't
so
wait.
That should be interesting.
Now, this next story, this to me, when I read about it, sounded like something that The Onion would put out. Virgin territory. What's going on with this?
Hey, you know, Bob, we can't make this stuff up. Hulu has just greenlit a new competition series called Are You My First? And it's very self-explanatory. Let's go for the official release. It's the largest, hottest group of virgins ever assembled, searching for intimacy, love, and, you know, a little nookie in a tropical paradise designed just for them. They'll be allowed to, quote unquote, explore connections, which I'm making many air quotes here in Vegas. No judgment. They're having romantic dates, challenges, and looking for, quote, the one, but maybe the one right now, because the tagline is, who will go home hot, bothered, and heartbroken?
What's the name of this series again?
It's called Are You My First? And, you know, there is an Illinois connection, because isn't there always? The show is hosted by Colton Underwood. Let's remember, he was an Illinois State student, and he played in the NFL for the Chargers and the Raiders. But he was also most famously on The Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise. And he was the Virgin Bachelor, so, you know, perfect casting.
All right, will that justify what you're paying for Hulu? We'll find out. And also, in that same area, we have a new Netflix show. Tell us about this.
We don't know if anybody's a virgin, but it's called The Hunting Wives. It dropped yesterday. This is a stew. I like that word. Stew of sex, scandal, and murder. New Netflix thriller for summer. And it's based on a book, a thriller starring Malin Ackerman and Brittany Snow. Eight episodes. Malin plays Sophie O'Neill, an ex-Chicagoan, who moves to a small Texas town called Maple Brook, where there's a lot of housewives and boozy parties and what they're calling, you know, a sexy lifestyle. But then, you know, of course, the body of a local dead teen shows up in the woods, and now we got problems. And we have Dermot Mulroney in it, too. So sounds kind of good.
And a bit of a Chicago connection here, correct?
Bit of a Chicago connection. He filmed my best friend's wedding here. Super nice guy. And he's Jed Banks, the boss of people in town. So he's sort of the big grown-up of the whole thing.
And before I let you go, you have to tell about Kristen Davis of Sex and the City fame and what she said about filming of her series in the same studio where The Sopranos were shooting.
In Silver Cup Studios in New York, back in the day, it was Sopranos on one stage, Sex and the City on the other. And Kristen on her podcast said the smells that came from the Sopranos set, good smells, we're saying here, were so amazing that the ladies would wander over and say, could we have a little lunch? Because they had all these great Italian chefs. And basically, the entire Sopranos cast was like, hands off our meatballs. No cannelloni for you girls. Just go. And Kristen's like, you know, we had salad and boring stuff on our side. And, you know, they're having ziti, but there was not the welcome wagon coming out for the girls.
Hands off our meatballs. I'm sure Artie Bucco was serving up some good food there for the Sopranos cast.
Exactly.
Cindy Pearlman in Las Vegas. Sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. Thank you, Cindy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.